Victor Capion, or perhaps I should say Superintendent Capion. Good morning.
Good morning.
Central Falls is known for being a community that's no stranger to hardship, with a large number of low-income families, immigrant families, and a historically troubled school district. How would you describe the overall state of Central Falls schools right now?
So Central Falls as a city certainly has had its share of challenges, but I think as Mayor Diosa continuously says, we are the comeback city, and I think the schools are in the same place. I think that challenges ahead of us, but we have some great potential. One of the greatest things that we have, I think, is the people in Central Falls, both the city residents who live there, who put their faith and their trust in our school system, and they are really invested in seeing our schools improve. And then you match that with a team of professionals that includes our teachers, administrators, support staff, who come into Central Falls every day to do the best work that they can.
It's great to know that you have people pulling for you or that you feel well-supported in Central Falls, but Central Falls seems to be perennially in a comeback mode. How do you take that and turn it into real improvements in a school district that really is quite troubled?
Yeah, so I think the main thing, Elizabeth, over the last 5 years especially, I think that we have definitely turned the corner. I really think that the staff has come together. That's where I'm starting from.
Central Falls High School went through a turbulent time starting in 2010 when the state ordered a complete overhaul to address a history of low test scores, too many students dropping out. Victor Capion, you helped oversee that process. Do you think it was successful?
I do. I think that certainly we made some strides. Certainly we made some gains. I don't think that we are completely done with the work at the high school.
What are the next steps for the high school?
So the next steps, we know that we increased our graduation rate. You know, in 2010, when I came in, the graduation rate for 09 was at 48%. Last year was at 74%. We have a number of programs now for our students who need different ways of reaching graduation. All of the community organizations that are rallying around Central Falls High School, along with the teaching staff and the teacher leaders that are now working connected with our administration, I believe that they are the ones that now have a plan in place where they're looking at implementing a rigorous curriculum. They are looking now at implementing uniforms. We're doing uniforms all across the district. We are looking at ways that we can take lessons from what we learn and say, yes, this worked well. Nope, this didn't work. Let's revisit it. Let's revise it. Let's change it. And so we're in a process where we're being very honest, very forthcoming about things do need to change, and the change agents are right here in Central Falls. That's what we have been entrusted to do.
So you're moving to uniforms. In some districts, that's been controversial. What was the reaction in Central Falls?
So Central Falls parents have been supportive. I would say 80 to 90% of our parents have been supportive. Majority of the teachers has also been supported. And this is something that a group of parents actually went to the state legislature, passed a law with sort of the policy to say, yes, you can implement uniforms. And so it was something that was done from the ground up. So most people are saying, you know, when you really put on a uniform, you look like a student. You look like you're going to work. You're serious about what you're doing. And a lot of the parents, many of them coming from countries where they used the uniform when they were in schools, they felt like, you know what, this gave that students that extra edge. They can wear a polo or a button-down blue, red, or white shirt. And for the pants, they can wear khaki, blue, or jeans.
Let's talk about test scores. They're still much lower in Central Falls than the state average, and that's even with improvements at both the elementary level and the high school level. How do you address that?
That's really one of the areas that we want to make sure that we're addressing long-term. Teams of teachers have been meeting together to really take the curriculum, begin to align curriculum from one grade to the next, from one school to the next, because there was a lot of different initiatives throughout the district. Now what we're doing is we're bringing some coherence to it. We definitely know that we need to do better. We definitely know that we need to do more with more urgency. So that is one of the first things that I'm going to be focusing on this school year.
Victor Capion, looking back at the whole process of redesigning Central Falls High School, and you also did some work in the Central Falls Middle School, what are the biggest lessons you learned, and can you apply them to the district as a whole?
Nobody's going to come from the outside and sort of, you know, rescue Central Falls. I think that the work has to be done from within. We have the talent. We have the skills. And I want to be able to put that to work. I want to be able to provide the teachers with the support necessary. We have a very supportive board.
Is it really just a question of resources, though, and supporting teachers? I mean, if that's all it was, why has it been so difficult to bring improvement?
Yeah, no, it's not just a matter of that. I think that that is one of the things. I think that what we need to do is align what we have. We need to make sure that there is a plan that connects our elementary school work to our middle school, to our high school. We just went this last year to a one-to-one computers. All of our students in grades 3 to 12 have their own Chromebooks that the district provides them. They're able to take these home. And so we had some good success introducing the one-to-one program last year. This year we have some exciting new programs that we're going to be utilizing. Our teachers are learning more and more about how to utilize the Google Chromebooks.
Let's talk about teachers in Central Falls. Many of the high school teachers from before the overhaul have left the school. Many of them were extremely angry at the way they were treated. They were all given pink slips at one point, later rehired. But they felt they were being blamed for all of the school's problems. Do you think the teachers do, in fact, bear some of the blame?
So I don't think it's a matter of blame and who to point the finger to. I said to the teachers recently at a gathering, I think that we do need to look at ourselves and the work that we're doing each day. Like I said, we have been the one entrusted to really grow and nurture the future of Central Falls. That is our job. And we have been adding to that a number of different actors all around Rhode Island. I can talk about the case with Rhode Island College, for example. We have a great partnership now with Rhode Island College. We're calling it the Innovation Lab. And we have classes that we're doing together. We are taking our students and putting them right on the college campus so they can sort of see this is where you're going. This is your future. This is the vision that we have for you. 90 of our top juniors in Central Falls have been given conditional acceptance to Rhode Island College. So these are incoming seniors. And basically, we've laid out a challenge in front of them. If you meet the following requirements, you'll have an admissions letter to Rhode Island College.
Hopefully no senioritis for those students.
No, exactly. And we are tracking them very closely. We are pushing them hard. We are making sure that they deliver because they have a responsibility as well.
Well, Victor Capion is the new superintendent of the Central Falls School District and a former consultant with the education nonprofit Mass Insight Education. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Elizabeth. For me, it's a great pride to be a warrior in Central Falls. So I'm looking forward to a great school year. Thank you.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.